Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
And how put Tinky Winky Dipsy La La Abe Lincoln. Very good.
Ooh, respect for Abe Lincoln.
He's definitely there wielding him in battle.
I'm the only American here. I gotta take it when I can see it.
Well, that's the thing. We're all over. We got a guy from America, Canada, Australia, Channel Islands, and the UK. So we're all over the bloody place.
Colonies unite. I don't, I shouldn't say that.
Don't say that.
We're the colonies, buddy.
We're your colonies.
Your ass.
For your tea in the sea.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Lore Crimes Pub quiz. Today we got a very special guest, Major Kill. If you haven't heard of him, I don't know how the fuck you ended up watching Warhammer YouTuber videos. But he's decided he couldn't get on Adeptus Ridiculus, so he took the second place trophy and came for us.
I don't know about second place, but... G'day, guys and girls. Thank you for introducing me. It's not really that great to be here because it's really early, but you know, sometimes you got to do a bit of charity work for the less fortunate, so...
Yeah.
Come and donate some of my worthless time to these boys.
We appreciate it greatly because we are in fact worthless as all individuals.
And together, you're still worthless.
Yes, perfect. We are very much undervalued. We're just going to get into a little bit of quizzy quiz time. What am I doing, boys? This is terrible.
I'm not cutting this, by the way.
No, you want to keep it in. Let me suffer. We're going to do some a nice, well, on topic, something a bit more secretive. Andy, do you want to take it away and tell us what we're going to be quizzing ourselves on?
Well, yes, thank you for that, Hal. I am Quizmaster today, and I know, watching some of Major Kill's content over the years, that he has a particular soft spot for a specific chapter in Legion. So today we are talking about the Dark Angels. Now, am I correct in thinking that this is actually your favorite Legion, Major Kill, or one of your top three or some such?
By far my favorite Legion. There's not even like a close second place.
So I'm hoping you'll put the other three to shame, but we'll have to wait and see. How about we go through in name order? So Colin, how's your knowledge on the Dark
How do you
Angels?
Think my knowledge is, Andy?
Probably not.
They're not Eldar.
I've got to be honest.
They're not Eldar. Fucking slut.
All right.
And on that note, Eli, what's your knowledge on the Dark Angels? Are you a fan?
Yeah, I like them a lot. My knowledge is pretty mid, but they're the coolest aesthetic for classic Warhammer, in my opinion.
The coolest. Fair enough. And Hal, what's I know you're thinking about possibly doing a video on the Lion in the future, so you know a lot about the Dark Angels, I hope?
I have to agree with Eli. Knowledge is mid currently, but the Lion is probably... He's like the most competent Primarch by far, so he's pretty up there for me. So I'm hoping there's some a few Lion lifelines on this one, because I do like him, and he's obviously got the best hairline in the game. So, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's the same as mine, so, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, he's just like me. He's not... Yeah, he's cool there. Dark Angels are cool.
Right, well, with that said and done, I suppose we will have to start with the easy question. So if you guys don't get at least one of these correct or get a few points, I'll be very annoyed. I believe counting the tally, there's a possibility with this quiz to get 23 points. So just putting that out there, there's plenty of chances to get some points. But let's start with question number one.
Let's go for three.
The Dark Angels would be gifted a Gloriana-class battleship to persecute the Great Crusade across the stars. What was the name of the flagship of Lion L. Johnson?
This is the easy?
This is we're starting
it's
off
over.
With,
huh?
This, this isn't the easy part. This is like people
it's,
who
it's,
build...
It's simple knowledge.
This is like lore for people who build trains in their house.
I've had major kills on, so that's all I'm saying.
Right. Oh, I haven't
read a horse
heresy Dark Angels book.
A week ago.
See?
Oh, fuck. God. That's right. Oh, God damn it. It's fresh in your head.
Feels bad.
Oh, now I'm scared that I fucked it up.
I haven't read a horse heresy book with the Dark Angels for a long freaking time.
Eli, you know I'm in the call, right? I haven't read a horse heresy book.
The true lore crime.
A Warhammer YouTuber who hasn't read a horse heresy book.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
That's fucked up.
I mean, to be fair, the first like 3 years of my career, I didn't, but I have now. So
you've been devouring them.
So
haven't
I've got
they?
Another year to go.
Yeah, I've been destroying them. I've been eating them like fucking ramen.
Do you go in order, or do you do it like just when you're interested in something?
I've just been doing it in order. The only one I've done out of order was Master of Mankind because I had such a stiffy for Custodians. I still do.
Oh, that's I do like that book, even though it's controversial. But the
yeah, it's controversial, but I loved it. I thought it was great.
You know the Custodian charge, the bit where the Emperor enters.
Oh mate, I had to
gorgeous,
pause, absolutely ejaculate everywhere, and then continue. It's fucked.
I love that part. I actually yelled, I think, out loud, and then people were annoyed at me, but. Oh, just
yeah,
it was so good though.
What was the quote? And for the first time in a sunless realm, the sun rose. Then the Emperor just fucking Rohan charges and just lights like a million demons on fire. Oh my god!
And the Custodians like literally yell like and like fully Emperor like they yell it as loud as they can and they just charge. Oh, so good, so good.
You just hear the Riders of Rohan music in the background going da da da.
Oh, it's even better. Yeah.
Da da da.
I get emotional already.
Ah, okay. No, that woke me up.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
By the way, Eli, is that your actual answer?
Yeah, just double that's checking. My answer.
Okay, cool. Right, so I've had everyone's answers to the first question already. So I guess it's time to go on to question number two. Let me just bring this up. So the Dark Angel successor chapters are the most secretive... Sorry. The Dark Angel successors act more as a secretive legion than separative chapters. What is the name given to the chapters sired from the First Legion? Now, this is an easy peasy one. I've got two answers already. Brilliant. So that's, one, two.
Somewhat
there we go.
Confident. Somewhat confident on this
brilliant.
One.
Right, even okay,
one
that was a...
this one's not that bad.
Yeah, this is like a lifeline, this one, because I'm not going to lie. Ships? Like, if you ask me about ships, I don't know anything about ships.
You've read some of the Horus Heresy books. It's the most prominent one other than, like, Gilliman's. And,
I'm a characters channel. Like, I don't focus on... If it's got wheels, I don't care about it. Like, you know, it flies.
It's wheels. It's a ship. It's a spaceship.
I meant vehicles, boys. Vehicles. Leave me alone.
Oh.
I'm guessing you're not very impressed with the caliber that we've been displaying so far as a guest of the channel. I love the ships with the wheels on them.
That's pretty much what I expected, which is why I said yes.
Oh, thank you, man.
I want to feel
the pity collab.
Honestly, I will take it, to be honest.
Okay, no. You said you didn't like the first question. This one's actually a multiple. You can get 3.5 potential points for this one because there are 7 potential answers. Now, the inner circle of the Dark Angels comprises of the grandmasters of the chapter who convene in matters of leadership. Name each member of the inner circle. There are 7 possible answers.
And each half of the 40k one.
40k inner circle of the Dark Angels.
Okay. Oh, damn. I wish I'd read the more, yeah. I wish I'd read the more modern stuff.
I mean,
here.
You can get a good proportion of them if you just think like, oh, that's a character from the Dark Angel. I would assume you get at least half of them.
My spelling will be atrocious. Is that okay?
It's fine. I won't have a go at you if it's, you know, mangled.
Some Dark Angels are my favorite legion, but they're not my favorite chapter, so this does get me a little bit.
What's your favorite chapter, out of curiosity?
I've really been liking the Blood Angels lately. I really want the new Dante model, because I just spent like 2 hours doing a private painting lesson with some guy to learn how to paint gold really, really well. So I really want to apply that to Dante.
You got that non-metallic gold lesson, did you?
I got the true metallic gold lesson.
Oh, yeah. Oh so God, we're bit this niche. Is a master.
Yeah, takes fucking ages. Might not be worth it, to be honest, because you put it next to like a gold that takes 5 times shorter, and they look pretty similar. But fuck it.
I'm gonna have to make up some answers here, by the way, because I'm running low.
I was just thinking, like, I don't have the capability currently to paint models because I live in a lunchbox in London, but. I would have thought with like Dante, you could just get a pot of gold and just like dunk him in, let it dry, and then just add a bit of red here and there. Surely, he's a shiny boy.
You could do that, but that would look like complete dog shit.
Probably, but you know, it's you know, at least it's not in the pile of shame.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I'd rather have shit than shame. Oh God,
shame you came on this podcast.
Come on. Bottoms.
I like that as like the motif of this episode, like the inspirational quote from Major Kill 2023. It's like, I'd rather have shame. Just put it on a like little poster on the wall.
I had to do that with one of my first minis ever. It had been sitting on my counter for a month, and every time I went to paint, I just looked at it and stopped wanting to paint. So I just said, fuck it, started painting, covered the whole thing in wash and gave him a gold backpack and just got it out of my goddamn sight.
as a true law crime and an actual crime.
I mean, oh. I didn't know wash paint was different than the what is it called? Not base paint. The
acrylic or
Whatever Nuln oil is. I forgot the kind of paint it is.
Contrast.
Like, yeah, I didn't know wash was different from contrast.
Oh,
so I was.
Well, that's pretty similar.
They're similar enough, but I guess Blood Angel's red is super strong and covers whatever you put it on top of. So that guy, he's just purely blood red.
To be fair, I did use my, I did buy the Mephiston model to then convert into Azig Ahriman, because he's just chunk on that disc. With a Mephiston body, he's so chunky on that disc of Tzeentch. I had to like pin him in, because otherwise he'd just start to topple over. But it did look good because the Ahriman normal model is pretty. I don't know. He looks like you call him like a short king, if you know what I mean. Like he just looks a little bit off,
a little bit squashed.
Talking about the Ahriman model is so sick.
It is good though. Yeah,
squashed though. I'm looking at it now. I guess he is a bit Hunchback of Notre Dame, isn't he?
A little bit. Yeah, he's kind of
that fits him.
He kind of he's posing like he leans into like a window and he's just like being creepy or something. Like poking his head
sense.
Over.
It makes sense now though, because like his eagerness to prove himself is derived from the fact that he's a short king.
Pretty much, yeah.
The Rubik of Ahriman wouldn't have happened if he was over 6 feet.
5'11 energy versus 6 foot energy.
Yeah, Magnus. Exactly.
He's just trying to
pull Magnus and do much better.
It's not just a case of he's like 10,000 years old. He's got a bit of a bad back, so he just kind of hunches over very slowly.
Yeah, he's carrying all that guilt. God, now I want a Thousand Sons army. Fuck.
I've got one, man. They're good. Well,
on that note, I've had everyone's results in for the first round. Do we want to hear some answers?
Go for it.
Get through it.
Okay. So, we'll start off with our guest. The first question, Major Kill put The Invincible Reason is the flagship of the Dark Angels.
That sounds familiar.
Which, well, that's the thing.
isn't that someone else's shit?
Am I retarded? There's
The Invincible Reason is the correct answer, but you're the only one who got it.
Oh, wow. You guys
The name is recognizable.
God.
I mean, I recognized it after he said it.
Yeah. After you told me, I knew.
Well, to give you an idea of the other answers we had, Colin put the lion's fat fucking cock.
I mean,
I don't think that's the name of his flagship.
That's his pleasure craft.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
You don't want to be on his sister ship, the lion's pussy. Anyway,
I gotta start with the level of knowledge I have, which is minimal.
Well, speaking of minimal knowledge, Eli just put first question and it's so over. Just defeat. Defeat in a sentence. And Hal put Szechuan sauce. So
I blanked.
I think you panicked on that one, didn't you?
I thought of the video. the guy jumping on the counter.
Are we trying to win? Or
next answer. I tried the next couple. The second answer.
If we don't know, we just put a joke answer. I just thought of the video of the guy who jumps on the counter and just screams, "I want my Szechuan sauce," because that was how I was feeling when that question happened.
Well, to put a balm on that broken pride, I can say that all of you were correct with the second answer, for The Unforgiven is the name given to the successors to the Dark Angels and all their chapters. So you all get a point for that, which is nice. And the third question was a bit of a tricky one. Let's start with Major Kill's answers. Major Kill put Azrael, Asmodai, Belial, Gabriel, Raphael, I don't know, fucking Jesus.
Gabriel.
Belial, God damn it.
Right, so I'll tally the points after I've read them all out. So going on to Colin put Azrael, Asmodai, the guy from Space Hulk Deathwing, Son Goku, Goku Black, Snorri Nosebiter, Elfarion the Grim, Felix Jaeger, and Reichsmarschall Kurt Hellborg.
Quite the cast.
It's a good answer.
That's flexing his fantasy knowledge.
These are terrible answers.
They are pretty off, though. They're pretty off kilter.
If anyone else would ever run a fantasy quiz, I'd fucking sweep it. But it's only me.
It's a good thing no one gives a fuck about fantasy. Then,
yeah, dude, it hurts. It hurts.
The end crimes.
Come on, Hal.
I know, sorry.
So looking at Eli put, again, Asmodai, Azrael, Samuel, I think that's Samael, Ezekiel, yeah. Belial, Raphael, the dude from Purging of Cadillus, and the lion, I guess, technically. I'm not going to count that. It's too soon to tell. And Hal put Azrael, Samil, I guess that's Samael,
yeah.
Asmodai, Rotisserie Bitch, Margaret Thatcher, Erebus, and Shaq. Okay.
Nice.
So,
basically, hang on a minute.
Margaret Thatcher was there, though, like 100%.
The Major Kill video ending thing is the fucking Tube Kings.
Look, I like fantasy.
He just knows it's dead.
Yeah.
He just knows it's dead.
Fair enough.
Mm. Oh, look, I'm a realist, okay? You gotta jump shit before that sinks. And it is definitely sunk.
I'm the captain.
Guys, the old world's coming back, bro. I swear, it's coming back, bro. Any day now.
That's not. That's just a teaser. It's never going to happen.
I'm going to cope as hard as I need to until it does, goddammit.
Me too.
And it's been a lot of coping.
They're just edging us. It's never going to release. That's the problem.
Actually, just quickly, massive credit to you, though, Pancreas. You're like the only one who can make fantasy content that gets like any traction these days.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. It was
is actually impressive.
The first of the classic Warhammer wiki dives where you read the wiki and don't know what the fuck anyone's talking about was actually about the end times for me. So it sounded cool until I learned about it.
Yeah, that would have been a tough entry.
Right. These are some interesting. I will say, though, all of you put Asmodai. He's not part of the inner circle, I'm afraid, because he's not actually the one in charge of the chaplains. He's just a chaplain in the Dark Angels.
What the heck?
Yeah. The guy who's in charge of them is called Saffon, and he's the high interrogator.
I haven't heard that name in my entire life.
I know he's shit at his job. I just thought they let him in the inner circle because he. They just gave up because he just kept killing Fallen.
He's one of the characters in the Codex, so I just assumed.
Mm.
He has a stat line.
I just know him from TTS.
One, two, three.
I'll rip TTS.
All right,
Azrael, Samael, Ezekiel. So I just realized this is a very annoying one to try and score.
It's okay. We'll just mourn TTS over in our corner here. Actually, I managed to get my friend into Warhammer by showing him TTS and your videos, Major Kill, because it's like a really good way to like, sort of bring, like, it's, you know, like Warhammer, like super hard to get someone into in just like a single conversation. So I just sent them like your way, and now have people to talk with Warhammer about. So thank you very much, dude.
I'll be obliged. Yeah, my I've been trying to get my girlfriend into it, but she doesn't watch my videos, so it's tough.
Yeah, have you ever had that pain of like someone gets your video and they play it out loud while you're in the room with them?
Oh, it hurts. Adrian does that all the time.
God, that's
I think it used to hurt, but then you kind of get used to it, and you're like, you know what? Fuck yeah, give me that, you know, 0.001 cent from your view.
Makes me happy.
I appreciate the supportive lady. I can say that at least.
Aww.
So I can confirm that the answers for that third question were: there's Azrael, Belial, Ezekiel, Samael, Saphon, Razaic, and Nephalor. So those are the seven.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's like,
bro, those are in the kidneys, bro.
Yeah, three of them are like, who are these people? I think like I always find it funny that like the Master of the Rock, like the Chief Tech Marine, isn't allowed to be involved because he's too much like, oh, he's part of the Adepts of Mars, we can't trust him. Like, oh, poor guy. So he's not in the Inner Circle.
Like the Chaplet, they're so stupid.
At the end of the first section, we have in first place currently Major Kill with 3 points.
Ooh.
Second place with 2.5 points is Eli.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Third place is Hal with 2 points. And Colin has 1.5. So it's pretty close, to be fair.
I don't get a quarter point for that one guy from Deathwing. I meant Belial.
Yeah, I know you meant, but I'm afraid I think you only got Azrael, to be honest, in your answers. But with what that said,
I ran off. Am I winning?
You're winning. Yes. You're in the lead.
Thank fuck. All right, let's keep going.
With 3 points, so you're only half a point in ahead of Eli. So there's still everything to play for. But now we're moving on to the intermediate section. So here's a simple 1 point question. Lionel Johnson was known for wielding the Lion's Sword into battle. It would also fight with a black chainsword found upon Caliban prior to the Emperor's reunion. What was the name of the sword?
Oh, damn.
It's
to read these books too. No. Is there a hint? Yeah, hint.
If you knew the name of this weapon, you would think it wouldn't be this chapter's weapon. It's very misleading.
So it sounds like another chapter's...
Yeah, strongly is the best way I can put it. Like, you think... No, this isn't a Dark Angel's weapon. It's like, it is, weirdly.
I'm stuck between doing like a meme answer or giving it like an actual crack.
Meme, you're in the lead. You have to do it. you have to be the most scuffed out of all of us.
If you put the correct answer and then have a meme as like a side note on the side, I won't have a go.
Okay, if the answer I genuinely go for is incorrect, don't read it out and just read the meme answer.
I mean, if you get it wrong, I'll just read out both anyway to say you were wrong. But here's your meme answer anyway.
Do we get negative points if we also put a meme answer next to our serious answer? Damn,
yes, -10.
Only a guest privilege.
Only guests get that privilege.
Oh, that's unfair. Colin, please tell me you're struggling because
what do you think?
Should I ask you about your beloved Eldar? Colin's a huge fan of Eldar. God damn.
They're not elves, and they're not from the sinking ship, so my knowledge is limited.
Do you actually call them Eldari, or do you still say Eldar?
I call them Eldar.
As you should.
Yeah, Eldari is a really weeby way to talk about it.
I'm not letting GW get away with copywriting their way to victory.
You telling me ALs doesn't get you going?
No, I'm saying ALs and Duarden makes me fucking angry.
Reasonably so, to be fair.
AL's.
What were they? Did they try and copyright Warhammer? Like the word Warhammer? Go ahead, Nigel.
It was wild for a while. They tried to copyright Space Marine, Warhammer, Elves, Dwarves, everything.
Christ. Well, it didn't work.
They got clapped in court, and it was embarrassing for them.
God damn.
They'd be suing the whole country of, like, all of the Norse countries if they got that copyrighted. Your mythology's all ours. Fuck off.
Yeah.
All right, I've had everyone's answers in. I think it's time for the next question. So we're going to do something a little bit different with this one. It's a multiple choice sort of deal. So there's 3 points up for grabs. The librarians of the Dark Angels employ unique psychic powers to aid their battle brothers in battle. I will read out 6 abilities. Only 3 are real. Identify which abilities are the true powers and which are fake. Mm. So I'm going to read them out. So we've got Hellflame, Weaken Resolve, Mind Worm, Veil of Shadows, Horse Aurora, and True Strike. I'll put them in the general chat just so you can reference them if you forget
awesome.
Them.
Awesome. I'm not going to lie. I'm stuck on this one.
I know one of those for sure.
I feel like I should be more... Like, Eli, you're more like tabletop focused. You like know more on tabletop, so this is more...
Touched Dark Angels forever, though. But yeah, somebody's way back in the memory vaults.
So 3 are correct, and we're trying to find the 3 that are correct?
Yeah, 3 are correct, 3 of them are fake.
Can we message you the correct ones, and therefore...
You can message me the correct ones, is probably the easiest way to do it.
Perfect. Oh, please tell me Colin, you're struggling, because I don't want to come last on this, I'm not going to lie.
Bro, how do you... know this guy?
I haven't done the Space Marine table. He's not wrong! I haven't done the Space Marine tabletop video yet, so it's looking a bit rough here. But I'm not struggling because I just picked 3 at random. So struggling would be like, you know, I'm going through, like, I think it's this. This isn't a struggle. This is just send it, fire, and forget.
You're like sit back and let the world burn kind of thing.
Indeed.
All right, I'm committed. I don't think any of them are right, to be honest, though.
I mean, between 3 answers.
I mean, it'd be pretty impressive for you to get all of them wrong.
True.
That is one of my special abilities as a human being.
Oh, dear. I remember when we did the a similar one with when Dreadanon was on, and he did a match the traits with the Space Marines, and I botched it, and I got like only 1 out of 4 correct because I copy pasted wrong. I was like, oh, fuck. So... But then I won the quiz anyway, so it's fine.
The rest of the quiz,
how you suffered.
Well, that's the thing. You're the one who's won the most quizzes, and you're like, oh, I hope I don't lose. Shut up. You've done it.
It has to be characters, though.
Neither of you get any pity for me. I've got 1 star on my podium.
Yeah. Same, or 2. I don't remember.
I'm so specialized, though, like, in my knowledge. I only know stuff about characters. If you ask me about Mephiston and his entire life, I know it. If you ask me, like, what's, like, you know, the chapter's organization, I'm
what
like,
kind
I
of
just
air conditioner straight. Does he use? You know the answer.
Because you're worth it. It's L'Oreal. I shouldn't say brand, should I?
Unless they might sponsor us one day. Like, hey, Warhammer.
L'Oreal.
Warhammer fans, you know you're.
L'Oreal. They might work with us. What the fuck?
We're desperate, man. Come on.
We want to attack the Warhammer fan market of the well groomed Warhammer fan market.
Hey, Warhammer fans, sort out that dandruff. Women. Come on.
Listen, I've been to conventions, and I'm sure once we go to the Warhammer one, they're. Some people need to take whatever shampoo they could get.
As someone that went to a Warhammer event recently, yeah, I definitely concur.
Is that what you meant? Squidmar, right? That one.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't actually as bad as I thought, but as it kind of got throughout the day and it got a bit hotter, it did get a bit okay.
Then again, you live like 5 miles from the sun, so I could imagine it's quite tricky.
True.
Whereas here, because me and Colin are going to be meeting up at Warhammer Fest in the weekend, and it's probably going to be pissing it with rain, so it's a different experience.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be fine. As long as it's not hot, you should be fine. from the
online. It won't be the smell of like sweat, it'll be the like wet dog
smell.
Wet smell.
Yeah, wet dog.
Which is better, you know.
Who the hell's a wet gamer smell?
my local store had to put up a like right on their thing that you have to wear deodorant or you're not allowed to play. It got that bad.
So, yeah, the guy in my local store did something similar. He's told me he's had to kick people out because their BO was so bad. It was driving away constantly.
But then when the Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments roll around, so that's when you really got to bring the best
Oh my god. Oh,
well,
Major Kill's out here like looking all handsome, and we're just over here being like, dude, lower it down for us, please. We're struggling.
You guys are handsome on the inside.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Shall we move on with the last question of the intermediate section?
Hit us.
So this one is only for 1 point, and I think it's easier than the other two, to be honest, but we'll see. Prior to their ascension as the Dark Angels, the Order of Knights of Caliban would purge their homeworld of beasts and destroy their most powerful rival band of knights. What was the name of their rival knights?
We just talked about this. We just talked about this.
I don't remember.
I've literally read.
I've
read this book. Like, I'm listening to this.
The first Archangel's book.
Yeah.
God damn it! I don't know if I'm picking the
you
right.
You want a hint?
Hint.
Think bunny rabbits.
Think bunny rabbits. That's throwing me off. That makes it worse.
Fuck.
I think bunny rabbits, bro. I don't know what you meant by that. That's like where or something? No, that's wrong.
No more hints. We got this. I'm either gonna fuck this up or I'm gonna get it right, which I guess is the only real two options. So.
About an answer from Colin and Eli.
Just like they say with the lottery, you got a 50-50 shot of winning. You either do or you don't.
Eli, have you just sent me a GIF as a response?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can give you a point for that. All right.
You have to yell my answer, by the way.
Oh, no.
You have to make the sound that you think that guy's making.
I can do my best.
Make the sound you think that guy's making. Oh, Lord.
Is this a video on the internet? We can play the sound clip when whoever's editing it.
Yeah, I can edit it in the edit.
But I still want to hear Andy try to do it.
Oh, I saw a video with the aforementioned fellow in the GIF. I saw a video recently of him put in the New Vegas gameplay and stuff with a strength build. It was quite good. All right, that's an answer from everyone. So I think it's time. let's see. Let me just scribble that down. So it's time for the results of the intermediate section. So starting off with the fourth question, which was for 1 point, I believe. And it was, what was the weapon that Lionel Johnson used primarily in the Ruinstorm books, which was a chainsword? Major Kill put the Blood Drinker, or meme answer, Swordy McChainface.
Classic.
I'm afraid is incorrect. Let's see. Colin put The Invincible Reason. very clever.
Maybe they were double dipping.
I'm going to skip Eli. Just to build some tension. Hal put the Blood Oath, which is, you know, fairly good guesses.
I was thinking the same as Mage Coat, something like Blood Angel-y, like something a bit more different chapter.
Well, I'm not going to give Eli a point, but I'm going to give him a half point because he was close. What? He put Space Wolf in brackets. It sounds like it belongs to a different legion because the weapon found on Caliban is called the Wolf Blade.
Bro, too easy. Literally too easy, bro.
So you give a fucking half point if he just said, oh, I think it's from the Space Wolves.
Yeah, that's what he did, basically.
He's got the right word in it.
Yeah, because give it to him. We're not going to win anyway, so just give us anything, please.
I'll give him a half point. Question. Yeah. I mean, it helps out. So with the next one, I was a bit sneaky with the next one about the librarians, because what I did is I took all six of the abilities and I slightly changed the wording of three of them. So all of them are close, but only three of them are correct. Yeah, I'm a sneaky fucker. All right, so I also so the ones which were incorrect were Hellflame, Veil of Shadows, and Force Aura. They were incorrect. So the correct ones were Recon Resolve, Mindworm, and True Strike.
I knew it.
I misheard you. At least the first ones were correct.
I think I did do okay though.
Yeah, but they are literally like Hellflame. It's very close to it's Hell something else, like Hellfire or something. It's like that sneaky.
I was really debating between True Strike and Veil of Shadows, and I chose wrong.
And for the final question, Major Kill put the Knights of Santalis. Colin put Bugs Bunny's Gank Squad. Okay.
He goes around in Dark Souls 3 lobbies and beats the shit out of new players.
Eli put the big body, the bald bodybuilding chap who screams, and it's almost one in the morning. I'll have to do it fairly quietly, but the one who goes like,
that's like,
and he like lifts weights. He's that guy. Fun answer. And Hal put, damn boy, he thick boy. That's a thick ass boy. Damn.
No pity point.
No, it was the Knights of Lupus.
Lupus
is another word for rabbits.
Lupus is like, yeah, I would call grandma it, like, has like lupus. Dogs or like wolves.
Knights
of Santalis. That does sound familiar. Is that a knight in the order?
Was that one of them? Was the second question only worth a point if you got all three right?
They were half a point each.
Oh, okay.
Ah, damn.
There's Knights of Cenobium, which is veteran Dark Angels.
I thought they had a name that began with S as well. I thought it was like, no, I was going to joke. Like Sanguinius.
Santalis is one of the... they're one of the secret orders within the Dark Angels. They were never one of the orders.
This was the band of guys who were like, we'll capture the beast so we can, like, why kill the beasts on Caliban when we can, you know, tame them? And then the lion and Lufa were like, nah, mate, I'm to kill you. And so they killed everyone. Get off it. But yeah, it was an obscure one with Lupus, Lepus, bunny rabbits. It's another word for bunnies, Lepus. There's a weird film with... it's like a horror film where they film bunny rabbits and they made them really big with tiny sets, so it looks scary and it doesn't work.
Name for them then?
Yeah, it's like a constellation as well, I think. So the film's called Night of the Lepus. Yeah.
I had Monty Python, like the bunny rabbit, like the holy hand grenade.
Yeah. All right, so we're coming up to the difficult section, and let's start with question number 7. So the Dark Angels shout one of three war cries when they engage in battle. Name me all three. They are worth a full point each. So there's three battle cries, and I want three. And two of them are pretty easy out of three, I would say.
I've got a feeling one of these is a trick answer. Like it's...
Did anyone get all three of the powers question right, Andy?
No, I think the Veil of Shadows tripped a lot of you up because it sounds like something that the librarians of the Dark Angels would do, like, Veil, Shadows, Secrets. Yeah, makes sense. Looking at it, I think Eli, you got 2 points, so you missed one. I think you did the best in that round. Oh no, you and Major Kill both got 2 points in that round, so you only had one incorrect answer for that one.
God, Major Kill,
I don't even play the tabletop.
Have you thought about trying it though?
If I could put that in the general chat.
Fuck!
Well, I've received the other answers from the other three anyway, so it's too late to change them. I'll tell you off later.
Yeah, give him a smack after this.
If you see you at Warhammer Fest, I'll just be there with like a baseball bat, like, Colin! Right, so you've sent one. You got a second one? We've got answers from Major Kill, Hal, and Eli.
How you both about playing the tabletop, Major Kill?
I'm currently finishing off my armies, and then yes, I will start playing the tabletop. And I think I'll just wait for 10th edition because I heard 9th was really AIDS.
It's
tough. It's AIDS to learn, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It took me like 2 months to teach my soon to be brother in law. It's freaking awful to teach people right now.
It was a pain in the ass.
I've made the mistake of. Okay, sorry.
I'm just wait for 10th, and I should get in a bit easier.
I made the mistake of choosing my first army as Thousand Sons, and
a card game at that point.
Yeah, and psychic phase, psychic powers, and learning all that stuff made me want to smash my head against a wall.
Oh yeah,
I guess repeatedly.
The first time I had to use the psychic phase with the Elder, I was like, "So what does any of this mean? What the
fuck? Guide Doom, Guide Doom, Guide Doom."
You know what? That's fair.
No, I struggled.
I've had all of your answers. Shall we move on to the second question of the expert area?
Let's do it.
Now, this one, if you haven't read the Horus Heresy, is probably going to be a pain in the ass.
All right.
A hexagrammaton comprised of 6 protocols of unique, quote, wings, enacts special stratagems in war. Name me all 6 of the wings.
Oh.
And bear in mind, only a couple of them survived into the Dark Angels chapter, so 4 of them aren't really around anymore. There's 3 points up for grabs. Colin just rattling them off.
I only think I know the modern ones, maybe. Like, oh man. This is what you get, because Andy's read the entire Horus Heresy. Like, it's just unreasonable.
Or listened to the whole series. I read War Without End, I think, and the other ones I got on audio portable. Yeah.
Which are the ones
that slaps?
Oh, it does. Saves like a bunch of time as well. I don't know why, but like, I don't want to read the Salamander's books. I'm still going to rant about it. I'm sorry if like GW listened to this and they're like, the author. Is it Nick Keim? I'm so sorry, Nick, but it's just like the Salamander books like make me feel tired. I don't know how to say it. Oh, that's just I feel bad though.
It's a habit.
The thing is, it's basically tax season now in the UK, and I had to do expenses for the channel. Does anyone want to guess how much money I spent on Warhammer audiobooks this last year?
Go ahead, $100.
Or bear in mind, I took full advantage of the 2-for-1 deals and the £3 a book deals.
Ooh, I'm gonna guess 500.
Why couldn't this be part of the quiz? You told me.
Yeah. How much money did I spend on audiobooks?
Oh, how was correct? 500.
Yo!
That is a
so
lot.
I got a shit ton. Just so I could make sure I'm up to date on everything. So I've got Magico's answers, I've got Eli's, I've got Colin's, and just waiting for Hal. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
No rush, it's okay. You can take your time.
I'm not going to win, so it's fine.
You've just given up.
I have.
Okay, well, last question of the expert section, and I might have a cheeky bonus one after this, but each member of the inner circle of the Dark Angels wields one of the legendary Heavenfall blades crafted from a meteor of obsidian. Name me all 5 of the swords.
Oh, Carl. Oh, this is... Okay, I see. I see how it is. This is a revenge for the previous quiz.
For the Alpha Legion, your first quiz with the Alpha Legion, this is my revenge. It will never stop being my revenge
that
for that quiz.
Had to be hard, because it was Alpha
Legion.
Right, so I'm suffering from your foolishness.
You chose
pretty
to be
much.
Here, so it's your fault, too. Yeah, I got you there.
So there's 5 potential answers.
Yeah,
worth
cool.
Half a point each. I do love being Quizmaster. It's quite fun to just, you know, see what questions you can come up with.
Don't to watch us suffer.
Well, no, I wanted to do a nice variety of stuff with Dark Angels rather than just being like too lion-centric or, you know, one specific character. So for what we do a little bit of like command structure, weapons,
that's
history. Oh, hello.
That's my answer,
what
by
saying,
the way.
Colin? Oh, no. Okay. Fair enough. I can't really complain in that regard.
As long as it's not like ultimate levels of rude, we'll probably be okay with it. Even if it is,
it's not rude, it's a threat.
Oh, oh, that's different.
Oh God. Okay, so I've got wise answers. I've got major kills. Just need howls.
I'll just go for it. I've committed.
Okay, so it's time to read out the answers of the third section.
Don't be disappointed yet.
I wasn't disappointed. That was just me. That was just me exhaling breath, as I always do.
Disappointed better.
So let's start with the first question, which was, what are the battle cries that the Dark Angels say? Major Kill, you put for the Lion, Loyalty and Honor, and for Caliban. And you got one of those correct. So let's go on to Colin. Colin, you put, where are we? Repent, for tomorrow you die, for the Lion, and Dad finally got his milk and cigarettes. You got two correct. let's just add those up. Eli? Yeah, it was good. Eli put, repent, for tomorrow you die, for the Emperor and for the Lion. So you got two correct. Again, the one you've missed is really sneaky. And Hal put, for the Emperor, the Lion, and ... So you got one correct. So the one you didn't get was, a moment of laxity spawns a lifetime of heresy.
That's a battle cry?
Which is a weird
that's
one.
That's a bit then wordy.
That's like a Dawn of War main menu screen quote.
That's like something written like a bathroom stall, just randomly.
Oh, dear. Let me just tally. Do you mind if I just quickly tally up the points while I can?
Go for it whilst we suffer.
Mm-hmm. How are you enjoying the quiz so far, Major Kill?
Good, except this part sucks. It makes me feel like...
It's like when people ask us about like questions in like comment sections about Warhammer stuff, and you have to realize, like, even no matter who you are, you just don't know everything, or like you kind of forget, like, even you've done videos for quite a while, not saying you're old, but you've done videos for like a while, and you've done like pretty much loads of different subjects, but you reckon you've probably forgotten quite a lot of the things you've probably already covered as well.
Yeah, that's the thing, just because you like learn something doesn't mean it's forever implanted in your brain. Mm-hmm.
Which is the most
shit and suck my balls though, like, fuck that.
Do you have any videos you did where you're like, I'm so glad I got that one done, because I just, this doesn't interest me at all?
Oh.
So yeah, it's a deep one, isn't it?
there'd be a couple. I don't know. Maybe it's a bit controversial. I'll have a think and get back to you.
I think Colin's one was definitely Space Wars, because Colin despised.
That was nice and vitriolic. So if I don't have passion, anger is a pretty good substitute for it, I've found.
Respectable.
Eli, you don't really hate anyone, do you? Do you hate anyone? Sorry, no, don't
hate any group.
Yeah, Eli, who do you want to write Merc like tomorrow?
I like all the factions, basically. I mean, there's a few of them I barely know anything about, so I guess you could say that's a dislike, but I don't have a hate for any of the factions, I don't think.
That's not fair enough.
Nice attitude to have.
Eli's the nicest out of all of us by far.
I'm getting that vibe.
I saw the fucking memes he sent to me about the elves.
Oh, yeah. Eli sent, was it slaughter the elves, burn the elves, or something like
that? Elf babies. Kick them into space, put them in blenders. It was great.
Put the baby elf in the blender.
Genocide propaganda.
Oh, his memes are like just cursed. There's. Especially, like, they're all about elves, like, dwarves just murking elves, essentially.
Only when Colin hosts, though. Only Colin gets the true meme experience.
It's, it brings joy to my heart, I gotta say. I know that if nothing else, I'm having a laugh today.
I did like the one, though, where you had the guy with, like, the helicopter backpack with the rotor blades cutting the head off of the Eldar for being tall with his big beard, smiling.
It's a rare Pepe for you, I guess.
Right, so, I've tallied the points. I'll read out the answers for the next question. This one was a bit tricky. The Hexagrammaton, what are the wings for the Hexagrammaton? So we'll start with Major Kill. Major Kill put Dreadwing, Deathwing, Ravenwing, Something Wing, Something Something Wing, Something 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 Wing. You got three of them correct, so fair enough.
Dreadwing.
The bottom three.
Christ, one as well. That's Christ. I missed Dreadwing. No, the one.
Well, the Dreadwing is the one that's no longer around. Colin just put Deathwing 6 times. So
nice.
Eli put Firewing, Ravenwing, Deathwing, Ironwing, Something Talon, and How to Talk to Girls Division, in brackets, it doesn't work. That's four correct answers.
I have these names sound like they're from other chapters. Like the Ravenwing is no right being here.
The only one you missed, the only ones you missed there, Eli, were the Stormwing and the Dreadwing. So you did pretty well. And Hal put Ravenwing, Deathwing, Socially Distanced Eyebrows, and Timmy.
Timmy needs an appearance at least.
One
rest
point.
In peace, Timmy.
And
rest in peace.
The trickiest question, I think. What were the five heavenfall blades? I particularly like this response from Major Kill. He just said, duty, honor, revenge, protector, and fuck you, and fuck this question, the fifth sword.
He might actually fight you if he sees you in real life after the quiz.
Oh, we both do jiu-jitsu, so we could do like a jiu-jitsu off maybe. Though I'm not probably as good, because I think you're a blue belt, aren't you? Are you a purple belt? Blue belt?
Blue belt.
Wait, you've like won tournaments and stuff, haven't you? Is that old Major Kill?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never lost a tournament fight ever.
Okay. Yeah. I've not done a tournament, so I'll get wrecked. Anyway, so I'm afraid no correct answers, but Protector is the armor Azrael wears, so that's a fun bonus, but no points. Cool. Colin put, I'm going to start naming VTubers in front of the guests if you keep pulling this shit. Okay,
Bro.
Moving swiftly on.
He's going to do it.
I'll sink this fucking ship, goddamn.
Eli, I'm impressed with you. You got two.
Only because I covered Azrael and Belial in the last week.
Well, you got Sword of Silence and Sword of Secrets, and you put the Lion Sword, I don't know, which you don't get a point for, but you get 1 point for those two because it's half a point each. And Hal put Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La, Abe Lincoln. Very good.
Respect for Abe Lincoln.
He's definitely wielding him in battle.
I'm the only American here. I gotta take it when I can see it.
Well, that's the thing. We're all over. We got a guy from America, Canada, Australia, Channel Islands, and the UK. So we're all over the bloody place.
Colonies unite. I shouldn't say that. Don't
say that.
We're the colonies, buddy.
We're gonna cut
your ass.
Throw your tea in the sea. Right, okay, so the scores on the doors before the bonus question. In first place with 8.5 points is Eli. Well done, Eli.
Never seen before.
Second, and I know you've been very annoyed that you haven't won a quiz in ages, so maybe. Major Kill, you were second with 6.5, so very close behind. And joint third place, Colin and Hal have 4.5.
I crawled my way up.
This is perfect.
Just put Hal in his grave, put him in last place. Okay. Right, this is a really tricky one, but it is time for the bonus question. And if you didn't like the last one, Major Kill, I have a feeling you'll hate this one a bit more. But I will say there is a potential 5 points, half a point inch, 10 answers.
This is where I always lose it.
Well, this is the question. It's a simple question, but it's not an easy one. There are 10 companies within the Dark Angels chapter. Name them.
Yo.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. It was nice having you. I'll also get up as well whilst we're here.
No.
Whoa. I don't know my Dark Angels.
To be fair, you've just mentioned two of them.
Oh, that is true. How many did you say? 10? Or 5?
There are 10 companies. I know I said it was 5 points. I'll do you a favor. If you get them right, I'll give you a full point for each one. So there's a potential of 10 points instead of 5. Because it's bonus, we'll be fair.
Taking the first spot in the grave.
So they all, just a clarification, they all have unique names.
They all have unique names.
Damn. Oh, Margaret Thatcher.
In my video on the Dark Angels, I talk about all of them. Ha.
Oh, man. Quickly, everyone gets gaff.
We're having to watch it.
just like going to the very end, like, where is it?
Someone delay.
Damn.
What do you want for another would you rather question? That's all I got to the way.
I think, Colin, I think it's time to make good on your threat, if you know what I mean.
You know, I thought about it.
I mean, he's already given me his answer. Colin just went, ah, fuck it, and just sent me
Oh, my God. I think I've just panicked in this one. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I might be able to claw my way just through one or two of them.
Got answers from Eli?
8 out of 10 of those are guesses, but, you know, there's a chance.
It's better than 10 out of 10.
I think I need one more, and I'm just... I wouldn't say I'm happy with it.
With a knife.
I wouldn't say I'm happy with my answers, but they are, in fact, answers. That's good enough. Commit. Screw it. Colin, please tell me you're like, you didn't take this seriously. Just because and I'll feel better about myself.
You know, I think you can safely assume that by this point in every quiz I'm not running, I'm probably not in it to win it.
Oh, I just need to put one more. Is there a way to add one more quickly? I'm doing
it. Just send it. I'm surprised.
It's not even a real answer.
Honestly, I'm surprised I got as many as I did. I was coming in here fully expecting a 0 out of 23 when he said how many points we could get.
There were 23 points, and we're on 3?
Well, we're on 4.5, please.
Yo. This is bad. Oh, God.
Because I've made the bonus questions more expensive, it was now 28 potential points, but still.
28?
I was just here thinking I knew stuff about Warhammer. I make this is my employment, and now I have to hand back my credentials.
But to be fair, like, you guys have like a nice, like, broad amount of knowledge about the setting, whereas I'm very, very focused on Space Marines and the Imperium stuff. So, like, whenever we do Eldar or anything, I'm like, is his name Legolas? And you're like, no, Andy.
I put it front and center. I don't know shit. My audience just accepts it.
You're very funny, though, Colin. So it's like extremely redeeming, which I'm not funny.
The only saving grace I got.
The only thing I have is like video length, so I just like get people and I lock them in like victims, and I make them watch the entire video.
By the way, Eli, have you finished your answer? Because I saw you were typing. Are you happy with your
like a little bonus answer that I put it in? But you can start reading the answers out.
Okay, start reading.
Oh no!
Okay,
that's going.
Good. Yeah, it's a ill omen. So, where to begin? So we'll begin with our guest, Major Kill. So Major Kill put the Dread Company in brackets Dreadwing, Death Company, lol, Raven Company in brackets Ravenwing, that's 1 point, Iron Company in brackets Ironwing, Fire Company in brackets Firewing, Storm Company in brackets Stormwing, Angel Company, Dark Company, First Company, the Sodomites. So I can only give you 2 points for the Dreadwing and the Ravenwing. So that's 2 points to Major Kill.
I'll take that.
I'm a dummy.
Colin just put 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, the Dreadwing. So he gets 1 point.
I can't believe I didn't put Dreadwing.
Well, that's the thing. Eli, you put 1st Company. You didn't. But the thing is, the Dreadwing doesn't exist in the 41st millennium. So
can I put one more answer on my thing, even if it's a joke answer? Because I've got something in cooking. I mean,
he can't stop you from DMing him.
Yeah, I can't. Okay. I can't technically stop you.
You could walk in quickly.
I'm gonna drag a name out from just the ether. This will bring up some memories.
Well, I'll read out the rest. So yeah, Eli put 1st Company, Deathwing, Ravenwing. That's 2 points. 3rd Company, Tactical Company, Devastator Company, Scout Company, Librarius, Fire Company, Armor Company, Detachment. The Lion is literally me. He's just like Ryan Gosling from Drive, who is just like me. The Lion has a hard time talking to people, just like when I see Stacy in the grocery store and Chad picks her up in his car and I have to walk the other way. He is literally me, bro. There we go.
Oh, what? No.
So yeah, Eli gets 2 points. Yeah, the trip up point there, I spoke too soon. Magico, you put Dreadwing, but it's Deathwing, so you only get 1 point, actually. Sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Dreadwing, Deathwing, very similar. But Dreadwing is only in the 31st millennium, I'm afraid.
No! I wrote Death Company, but I didn't put it in brackets because I just laughed. Because that's the Blood Angels company. Oh my god, that lol cost me.
Yeah.
Victory cost them all.
And Hal put Ravenwing, Deathwing, Dreadwing, Harry Potter, Erebusy, Wheezing Bag of Tips, and Italian Spartacus. There we go.
Italian Spartacus.
Yeah, I had that name in a while, haven't I? That's a weird call out, yeah.
I thought that's a call out. That's how you know I've been watching for a while.
There, oh dear. So Hal gets 2 points. So would we like to hear the results of the Dark Angels pub quiz?
Not particularly.
Not really, to be honest.
Okay. Well, in joint third place, we have at 5.5 points, Hal and Colin. Well done.
Perfect. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yes, go.
No losers, only losers. In second place, with 7.5 points, our special guest, Major Kill. Well done. Woo!
And isn't first.
And in first place with 10.5 points, Eli. You got a win.
Taste
after
of
many months.
Wrong win.
Literally Fine only enough. Because Belial and Azrael were my last two Dark Angel videos. Sword of Silence and Sword of Secrets never would have came out without that.
If I got Belial, I could have at least beaten out Hal. Yeah, not just the dude from Deathwing.
Feels good, man.
Could have been.
Oh my
so
god.
Yeah, did we all have fun?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the victim.
Kind of sad I didn't win.
Oh, that's okay, man.
You have to come back and beat us at another topic. Mm-hmm. Or torture us with your own quiz.
Eldar. Yeah. If we do Eldar, that will surely be like a... Oh, no, Colin's... Oh, I wonder if Colin's like knowledge matches. That'll be a bit
of a... I reckon I'd win the Eldar. I'm a slut for the Eldar.
Maybe we could have like...
Grudge match.
Me, Colin, and me, Eli, and Hal, we could maybe make a quiz and then pit you two against each other and see who wins.
That'd be cool. Ooh,
who knows?
And then they had to fight in real life at the end.
Exactly.
Can I bring my bow? Because otherwise, I know how that fight's gonna end.
Hit him over the head with your dive. What's your
my insulin pump?
Yeah, like stab him with your insulin needles or something.
Dude, it's
that makes me stronger.
I'm just giving that weakens me. He gets my insulin.
What's the thing you put them in? Have you got like a machine? You smack him with your machine over the head, like bonk.
That's all I mean about insulin needles.
That's not how insulin works, you idiot.
It's an 8 ounce piece of plastic.
I don't know. It might be heavy.
I can see it on Reddit now, like, you know, quote. Like news, Major Kill beats up diabetic
and steals his insulin.
Oh my god! Local time. Reddit's already hard. Unkind.
Mm. Oh god!
Oh, that was special.
I do have one very important question for our guests that I've asked you three on the podcast before. If you don't mind me asking, Major Kill, if you have a moment still.
I have one moment.
Is it perfect?
Which one?
All right, so would you rather?
No!
Oh, God.
You got $50 in 1850s money, and you got to buy supplies and then live as a pioneer for a month. And each month, each week, the season changes, and for the second half of that week, it's the worst of that season. So, you know, winter is blizzard at the second half, summer, horrible drought. That's how it is. That's part one of the scenario.
Oh, wait, how often do the seasons change?
Once a week. You're there for a month, and they change once a week. It's just fucking magic.
Gee, okay.
And the second half of the would you rather is your other option for a year straight. Your asshole is moderately itchy. It doesn't go away.
He just woke it up. This is the questions.
I would have to say I would have to take the apocalyptic season changing for a month. Because if someone that has experienced an itchy asshole in the past, I couldn't.
See, that's the thinking. That's the line of reasoning I want to see. Everyone says pioneer. I've only had one person go for the itchy asshole.
It was me.
Yeah. There's something not quite right about that. Like, I don't think you're really...
I do have one if I want to finish on it. Yeah, I think you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, God damn it.
You have the ability to double jump. Every time you double jump, you shit yourself. Would you take it?
It's not... How often do you need to double jump?
You don't.
It must be like a life-saving scenario, though.
No, yeah, cars about to hit you. Go for it. Sorry, Magic Hill, go for it.
You definitely have to say yes, because you don't have to double jump everywhere.
Yeah, so yeah. Like... there's literally no downside to taking it, right?
Yeah, and every time you go to the doctors for, you know, an inspection when you get older, it makes it easier, you know.
Oh,
dude, we're going to give you
a... Yeah, if you're constipated, you can just double jump on the toilet.
Just do it over
this is an absolute win.
The proctologist
It'd be a funny
like,
party
right.
trick, too. You jumped off a boat or something?
take this medicine.
That would make a viral video.
It'll be like, take this medicine, and in 24 hours we'll see you for your appointment. I'll just be like, nah, doc, I got this. Hang on a moment.
Wait, can your knees absorb the impact of the double jump? Because that's the thing people don't really consider. Like, when you land...
Probably the violent diarrhea probably comes up first, to be honest. That's
not... So even if you land, you slip.
It's like a parachute.
Oh, dear God.
We're sorry to bring that up in the morning for you.
Yeah. Wait,
is it the force of the diarrhea? Is that what gives you the...
It can do. So maybe
that's a lot of diarrhea. Like, do you have like a reinforced titanium asshole? Is that what's happening?
If you have a bigger meal, are you saying you can jump even higher?
I'm really invested in this, yeah. Like, how far can we take this?
If we see this in your next video, are we going to like understand like the only people who know this reference of you mentioning like double jumping and then it's just like, oh yeah, the diarrhea.
Exactly, and none of you are getting any royalties.
Oh, that's fine. This was royalties enough.
Oh dear. Alright, thanks guys for having me. I'm gonna now make a fucking video and probably have another cup of coffee. But it was a lot of fun, and yeah, I'd be down to do it again sometime.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Catch you all next time. And thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you all next time. Peace.
Love you.
Bye.
Take care, everyone.
Say I love you. What?
I didn't say anything.